the Brad and John Show, Classic Rock 92.9, KISM and the Rolling Stones. You know, they need health care. They need access to medical treatment and stuff like that. They're old dudes. But they got lots of money, and they can afford that. But the musicians around Seattle and Northwest Washington, you know, they've been hit hard over the last couple years. And so there's a big benefit concert going on this weekend to help out Seattle area musicians. And it's called Smash, and it's at the Moore Theater on Saturday night. Moore Theater, it's the Songs of Hope benefit. And one of the guys that's going to be playing on stage is a guy that's played in a lot of Seattle bands, like drumming for the Posies, the Fastbacks, Love Battery, Super Suckers, all kinds of stuff. Mike Musburger is his name, and he'll be on stage with some of these folks. Dave Matthews, Stone Gossard from Pearl Jam, Duff McKagan from Guns N' Roses, and a whole bunch of others to help out Seattle area musicians. Mike, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm fine this morning. How are you?
Oh, we're great. I can't wait for Saturday night. And the Smash Benefit Songs of Hope Live. There are some heavy-hitting names on this lineup. Are you excited to get on stage and play a little bit?
Heck yeah. We started rehearsals earlier this week, and we actually start rehearsing with all the guest artists tonight. And that runs every night until Saturday. And yeah, it's going to be pretty cool.
And now Smash is a benefit for healthcare for musicians. I mean, to the likes of dental care, hearing protection, doctor visits. It's been a tough go for musicians, live performers over the last year and a half, 2 years with the pandemic and everything. And how does that affect musicians that need to work and don't have health care?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's actually an ongoing situation that's existed long before COVID came along. You know, as the saying goes, there's no 401k in the music business. they are, it's an exceptional organization that helps provide specific services. It's kind of like a subscriber situation where you join, and then they collectively use the money that they've raised to find specific services for musicians.
I wonder what the top thing is for musicians health wise. I mean, you mentioned Brad hearing. That's got to be among them. Well, I wonder what else.
Yeah, that's definitely one of them. Yeah. Oh well, there's also. I mean, it runs the gamut. I mean, obviously they do dental things. There's a huge mental health component that they offer. There's all sorts of things. And yeah, obviously, the pandemic situation has definitely impacted all working musicians all over the planet, and we are no different here. And myself included. I mean, I watched what I've done in the music business for the last 20 years, 30 years, literally disappear overnight.
Tapping into the savings and stuff?
Well, yeah, I kind of had to really just reinvent myself for this last year. I mean, I'm lucky enough that people call me to play on their records and do, studio work. But, that's all the touring work that I used to do, which was quite a bit every year, just completely vanished overnight. So having a service like Smash, an organization like Smash locally is an incredible safety net for people who need that kind of help.
Smash helping musicians stay healthy, and you can join with the Songs of Hope Live. Check out smashseattle.org. Is Dave Matthews doing a full set, or is he just going to do a couple songs, or what can we expect from him Saturday night?
He's doing not a full set, but he's doing more than a couple songs. I will say that.
will there be some form of all-star jam that might include Stone Gossard from Pearl Jam and Duff McKagan and yourself, maybe?
All that is a very, very much a possibility. We are still. I mean, the show has been written. The show is sort of we are rehearsing a show right now, but we are still figuring out what our finale will be. But all of those names are all definitely going to be in the room, and they will all probably be on stage together or separate at one point or another in the course of the evening. And I'm looking forward to whatever might end up happening at the end of the night.
Yeah.
Could be pretty cool.
One of the great legendary venues in Seattle, the classic Moore Theater. So everybody's going to have a great seat. There's going to be great music, and it's a great cause. Let musicians who are finally able to get back on stage maybe get a little help when they get off stage and they need a little help from the doctor. Songs of Hope Live, a Smash benefit, and a lot of Seattle's best on stage Saturday night. Mike, thanks for bringing this to our attention and letting people know about it. Are there tickets available through smashseattle.org?
I believe they are, yes. I believe they are.
And
you can go to the Seattle Theater, go to the STG webpage, too, and find ticket links there also.
Yeah, STG presenting. And if there are some available at the door, it'll be Saturday night at the Moore Theater. Mike, have a fun time on stage, and thanks for sharing a couple minutes with us this morning.
Thank you.
Get the Brad and John Show on your phone.
Why?
Go to the App Store and download the TuneIn Radio app.
Why?
Brad and John.
KISM.